Late 2019, London. A woman stands in a room with gold twinkling lights and lush green houseplants in the background, solidifying her millennial aesthetic. This is Roxy, a young British influencer with straight ombre hair and dramatic yellow and orange eye makeup. She proudly shows off her latest haul.
Welcome back to my channel. So in today's video, as you can see by the title, we are going to be trying out some clothing from an online website called Shein. And we're just going to see together what the quality of the clothing is like. Is it a scam? I've heard some mixed opinions and mixed things about this brand. So we're just going to see it for ourselves. So the first thing I see in here is this, which is a very cute red sort of pattern. I'm pretty sure...
At the end of the 18-minute video, which racks up over 2 million views, Roxy gives her take on Shein. It's not a scam, though sometimes the quality is questionable, she says. But hey, you can't beat the price. The average dress on Shein is under $20, while Zara would charge $40 for a similar item.
I also feel like because they're like a Chinese company, they also have a lot of different clothing that you personally might not get in places like Boohoo or Misguided or even like New Look, like the high street stores. So I feel like their clothing is a little bit more unique and kind of more on trend as well. If you guys enjoyed this video, make sure you smash that huge
button. But shopping on the website does come with downsides. The sizing is different from Western countries. Some customers complain that items run small, and while shipping may be free, it's also slow. Packages can typically take over a week to reach the U.S., Shein's biggest market. Despite these downsides, Shein is forcing competitors to move items faster to have any hope of competing with the online juggernaut. And that speed comes with a cost. It seems like another nail in the coffin for the already declining institution of brick-and-mortar retail. But if Shein's rock-bottom prices seem too good to be true, it's because a closer look at the company's business practice reveals some unsavory behavior. A backlash is coming.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Tools and Weapons is a podcast exploring the promise and the peril of the digital age, hosted by Microsoft's vice chair and president, Brad Smith. His latest guest is Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though many of us know Bayer for its pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science with the goal of making sure no one on planet Earth goes hungry. On Tools and Weapons, Brad and Bill talk about how the German company is using artificial intelligence paired with CRISPR technology to increase food production without fertilizers. Their efforts put AI and digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre on a hotter, more crowded planet. It's the latest conversation in a series that invites listeners to pull up a front row seat to some of the most important developments in technology today. You can check out this episode and a whole lot more of Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars. In our last episode, H&M unloaded billions of dollars worth of unsold inventory. Forever 21 declared bankruptcy, and allegations against Topshop owner Philip Green threatened to topple the brand. And Zara, known for getting trendy clothes on racks fast, is taking a back seat to Shein. In this episode, Shein's swift rise to industry leadership hits a snag, but new threats loom. Clothing rental and resale companies, not to mention the, yeah, it's 3 p.m. and I'm still in my PJs look of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is Episode 5, Long Haul. London, England, October 2020. Jane Shepherdson sits in her home office, staring at her laptop. She's 59, but her stylish blonde bob reflects the style of someone much younger. The former Topshop brand director, widely credited with making the brand a household name, is ironically now encouraging women not to shop. She's the chair for My Wardrobe HQ, a clothing rental business and consignment store. Founded in November 2019 as the first fashion rental business in the UK, the company allows customers to rent pieces for a few days or up to 2 weeks. They can also buy pre-owned and discontinued items for a fraction of the original retail price. Shepherdson leans towards her computer screen as she makes her case to the reporter interviewing her.
We're trying to make luxury clothing rental the norm. It's a guilt-free way to enjoy fashion, to experiment, and just have fun with it again.
The reporter's skeptical.
But studies show renting clothes is not actually more sustainable. You've got the environmental impact of the delivery, packaging, and dry cleaning. They say that's actually worse than simply throwing clothes away.
Despite being called out, Shepherdson is unruffled.
At My Wardrobe HQ, we use ozone cleaning, which is much more environmentally friendly than dry cleaning, and also sanitizes the clothes more thoroughly. We also encourage customers to drop off and pick up their items to avoid shipping. We aren't perfect, but we try our best.
But do you think there's really a place now for these constantly changing trends?
I think that trends are already losing their power. Customers aren't chasing seasonal trends, and they aren't as important as they used to be. What is important is, does it look amazing? The things that work the best for us are pieces that stand alone. A Gucci suit, a Dior handbag, a Chanel necklace. And the best part is customers get to experience wearing things they never could afford to own.
And how has the pandemic affected the rental business?
We've seen some unexpected behavior. Rentals for events has dropped off, of course, but even during the lockdown, our customers are keen to rent iconic pieces like Dior and Louis Vuitton handbags and Prada shoes. The pieces we've rented have tended to be blouses with fancy sleeve details, huge earrings, items that can be seen on video meetings like this one.
This is an interesting shift for you. Many experts credit you with making Topshop a global brand and bringing fast fashion into the spotlight. And now it sounds like you're doing a 180.
I am responsible for my own part in that. We just want to make high fashion more accessible to everyday people. And I absolutely love fashion. It's fun and transformative. But all this disposable fashion, it was just too much. Just excessive.
But clothing rental companies like hers are facing a hard road. Once a shiny brand, by May of 2020, 70% of Rent the Runway members have canceled or paused their accounts. The company is laying off workers and cutting pay. And the pandemic is really taking a toll on nearly all empty brick-and-mortar stores. Zara plans to close 1,200 stores worldwide to focus on online sales. H&M plans to shutter 250 stores. They're joined by other budget retailers, including American Eagle, Victoria's Secret, and Express, all of which are struggling in consolidating physical locations. But Topshop is facing a far worse fate. On November 30th, 2020, the company is declared insolvent, unable to pay its debts.
Announced yet. The company blames coronavirus, but Arcadia's sales were on the slide long before lockdown. In a statement tonight, the chief executive said this is an incredibly sad day for all of our colleagues, as well as our suppliers and our many other stakeholders. The impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, including the forced closure of our stores for prolonged periods, has severely impacted on trading across all of our brands.
But the pandemic is not the only problem. Experts say Topshop never really took off in the United States and was slow on the uptake with digital sales and social media. Plus, Topshop tried to appeal to too broad a customer base, nor did it have the trendy appeal of companies like Zara. But its name still has some cachet. In the right hands, it could have a resurgence. January 18th, 2021. Shein headquarters, Guangzhou, China. CEO Chris Xu is meeting with his board.
What is the latest on the Topshop bidding war?
A board member answers.
We have lots of competition to buy Topshop. Here's the list of companies bidding. We have ASOS, Next, Boohoo, JD Sports, and Authentic Brands. Next and ASOS are already strong in the UK market, but two other competitors, JD Sports and Authentic Brands, have experience running physical stores. A bid that includes keeping store locations open could be seen as desirable, but as of right now, our bid is the highest. Sheehan bid a figure rumored to be upwards of $300 million for Topshop. She was pleased.
I think this brand could be great for our worldwide growth. It has great name recognition with young people. Could really help us expand in the UK.
I heard a rumor that Next might be pulling out of the race soon.
Really?
Yes. Putting in our bid late in the game was the right strategy. Companies who can't match our number are getting cold feet.
That's good. But keep an eye on it. Maybe we'll need to up our offer.
But in the end, on February 1st, 2021, it's the British online retailer ASOS that purchases Topshop for $364 million. But they don't plan to swallow the company whole. They want to unload the physical stores and shed thousands of jobs, with the exception of about 300 employees, mostly in the design, buying, and retail partnerships departments. The days of the once iconic nightclub-like atmosphere are over. The brand will live on the web. And as summer hits, Jane Shepherdson's My Wardrobe HQ makes headlines in a major way. May 29th, 2021, Westminster Cathedral, London. 30 guests, the maximum allowed under the country's COVID restrictions, are gathered to witness the marriage of UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to British political activist Carrie Symons. Guests watch as Symons floats down the aisle dressed in a summery embroidered white gown of tulle and silk, with flowers in her hair. Two guests lean in to whisper to each other.
You won't believe this, but I heard she rented her dress.
No way. From where?
My Wardrobe HQ. Only spent £45. That is so practical. So much smarter than spending thousands on something you'll never wear again.
The dress, by Greek designer Christos Castarellos, typically retails for more than $4,000. To avoid the media catching wind of the secret wedding, Symons also ordered three other dresses in a variety of colors. Shepherdson and her staff at My Wardrobe HQ had no idea about the plan until seeing the photos. The choice to rent a wedding dress makes sense for Symons, who's had a career in conservation work. After the press gets hold of the story, business booms for the company. The number of brides renting wedding dresses leaps by 3,000%. It would be only a matter of time before the public wanted a piece of the action. And clothing rental is only one example of the changing fast fashion landscape. With the arrival of services like Shopify, just about anyone can set up a site to sell clothing and then hawk it on Instagram and TikTok, which allows users to make purchases directly from social media apps. And Shein welcomes the followers. The hashtag Shein has over 6 billion views on TikTok, and the brand's official accounts have a combined 30 million followers. While the company often partners with major influencers and celebrities, including Katy Perry and Lil Nas X, they also pair with lesser-known micro-influencers with between 2,000 and 50,000 followers. This multi-pronged strategy is working. It's difficult for most consumers in the Shein demographic to go a day without encountering some mention of the brand on social media. But Shein is about to skid off the runway. Black designers in the U.S. accuse the company of stealing their designs and making cheap knockoffs. Shein used the internet to become a mega brand. And now, these black designers will use the internet as a weapon to bring Shein to its knees.
You know, Audible has a brand new collection of exclusive thrillers. Every move is made more exciting by captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. I just downloaded The Grand Opening by Carl Weber. It's a mystery about a family business in a small southern town, and there are secrets around every turn. You know, when I'm listening, the time just disappears, getting completely immersed in the story and the performances. And as an Audible member, you get to keep one title a month from their entire catalog, including bestsellers and new releases. So come on, listen along. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Head on over to audible.com/BW or just text BW to 500-500. That's audible.com/BW or text BW to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. As business owners and managers, you use software for your business every day. You use one piece of software to manage your customers, another to manage your employees, another to manage your finances, and the list goes on. You buy these pieces independently and hope they fit neatly together like a puzzle. And then you find out the hard way that they don't, and you end up with a mess at the heart of your business operations. Does any of this sound familiar? Well, fortunately, Zoho offers a solution to this chaos. It's called Zoho One. Zoho One is a suite of around 50 pre-integrated business applications that fit together beautifully. So instead of dealing with disparate software from multiple vendors with multiple contracts and price points, you deal with one vendor with all the pieces of the business software puzzle neatly put together, offered at a very attractive price. Now, if this sounds interesting to you, you got to check out Zoho One at zoho.one. That's Zoho.one. With Zoho, you're not just licensing apps. You're licensing peace of mind. Elian Adid, a black fashion designer and founder of the brand Elixay, stares in disbelief at an image on her phone. She rushes to show her friend.
You won't believe this. Shein stole one of my designs.
Her friend zooms in on the image of the brand's website of a pink and green crochet sweater.
That looks identical to yours.
The women I've hired in Nigeria spend 4 to 5 days making each sweater by hand. Now it's been reduced to this $17 knockoff that's made by machines?
Adid's sweater retails for $330.
This is unbelievable.
And it goes against everything my brand stands for. We're preserving Nigeria craftsmanship and making sustainably sourced clothes. What am I supposed to do?
You need to call them out. This could go viral.
Adid starts drafting a tweet.
How does this sound? Tonight, I feel crushed. Shein has stolen my Amelia sweater design. Spent hours designing and brainstorming this design, and it takes days to crochet each sweater. It's quite disheartening to see my hard work reduced to a machine-made copy.
She includes side-by-side images of the two sweaters.
Post it. Expose them.
Adid's tweet receives over 300,000 likes and more than 100,000 retweets. Shein removes the copycat sweater from their website within the day. It's not the first time they've been accused of stealing from smaller designers. Another black designer, Mariama Diallo of the brand Sincerely Rhea, posts a viral TikTok detailing a similar situation.
I was scared to do a video about this, but I have to speak up. Shein stole my Sincerely Rhea designs to a T. Guys, they didn't even change not one thing. I spent so much working on this print, these designs. Like, look at my designs. Look at the quality. These were all sketch made in LA. I went, And then look at theirs. It's so cheap, you can see her underwear. They even stole my brand's aesthetic, tried to use a model who looked black. Like, look at this. Mine came out in November. I started designing this in January, guys, of last year. And Shop We Were What, another huge brand who's known for doing this, stole my designs too. Guys, how can I even keep up?
Diallo's brown, tight-fitting maxi dress with cutouts and an asymmetrical shoulder strap is nearly identical to Shein's design. Stealing accusations are common in the fast fashion industry. American copyright laws in this space are very out of date, offering very little legal protection for clothing designs.
So many big brands find inspiration from small businesses and then mass produce a knockoff at a lower price. Alleged theft is not the only reason Shein has come under fire. They've also had multiple issues involving selling offensive items on their site. Customers grew angry when Muslim prayer mats were sold as home decor, one simply called flower print tassel trim carpet. And then there was a necklace shaped like a swastika. After the necklace goes viral, Shein apologizes, stating the item is a Buddhist swastika, a symbol of good fortune and spirituality. But ultimately, the brand removes the product. Individually, these women would not stand a chance against Shein, but their collective action builds a hashtag storm that gathers attention on social media. The social media campaign is loud, but it can only do so much to stop the burgeoning fashion behemoth's rise to power. Millions of customers flock to Shein's outrageously low prices, unable to resist the allure of $12 rompers and $7 sandals. The reason the company can afford to sell their wares so cheaply is a familiar story in the 21st century. The magic of the algorithm. Shein tracks which items are being clicked on and ordered and then sends that information directly to the factories they work with. If a particular top goes viral, the algorithm automatically tells the factory to start producing more of it. No human intervention required. Shein seems unstoppable. But the old guard of fast fashion isn't giving up just yet. August 2021, the Cross County Mall, Yonkers, New York. Daniel Coulet, the new CEO of Forever 21, stands in the company's first new store since the bankruptcy filing in 2019. Early last year, the Chongs sold what remained of their business to a consortium of mall operators. Coulet, an energetic man in his late 40s with a shaved head and impressive biceps, highlighted by his simple black t-shirt, spent 25 years working for H&M in Sweden, Germany, and Norway before becoming senior advisor to the CEO in New York. He's now over a year into his tenure at Forever 21, and he's had his work cut out for him. He shows a reporter around the store. As you can see, it's a very different vibe. The old stores, they're too shiny and polished. This is the new aesthetic we're going for. Concrete floors, wood elements, earthier. In the center of the 24,000 square foot store, there are four groups of mannequins, each wearing a different look.
And how is the store organized?
By style. This is something that has always been a part of Forever 21 stores. We have bohemian looks over here, sexy streetwear inspired there, modern and contemporary, cool and casual. You see, by dividing the floor like this, customers can come in and go straight to the one that suits their personal style.
What other changes are you hoping to make?
We're really focusing on activewear and beauty. That's what Gen Z wants. During the pandemic especially, activewear blew up. And we're still big on denim. It starts at $14.99. We're also testing a home collection soon. Just blankets and towels to start. People still love this brand, and I believe we can get it back to what it once was. But casting a large shadow over this is Shein, officially the largest fast fashion retailer in the U.S., comprising 28% of all purchases in this category, and surpassing H&M, Zara, and Forever 21. Shein ships to 220 countries and brings in an estimated $10 billion a year in sales. And the company has thrived throughout the pandemic. In the summer of 2020, its mobile app reaches the top spot on the shopping charts in the Apple App Store. Meanwhile, as Forever 21 tries to rebrand and regain footing, Zara's sales figures are back to pre-pandemic levels. H&M is still lagging behind, as of yet unable to fully bounce back from the blow of 2020. And as for what remains of Topshop, there are rumored to be a number of interested parties bidding on the once iconic flagship store on Oxford Street. A sale would help Philip Green, who still owes a total of $2.4 billion to creditors even after the sale to ASOS. There seems to be a disconnect between what shoppers say they want and their actual consumer behavior. A 2021 report reveals that nearly 60% of shoppers say sustainability is more important to them today than it was before the COVID-19 pandemic, but they're still ordering fast fashion. And the fashion houses, despite some effort to be more sustainable, aren't getting anything close to bragging rights. 20% of water wasted globally can be traced back to companies like Zara, H&M, and even Shein. Consider this. It takes nearly 8,000 gallons of water, the amount one person would drink in 7 years, to make a single pair of jeans. Of the 100 billion clothing items produced annually, 3 in 5 will be discarded. Put another way, 21 billion tons worth of textiles end up in landfills every year. Countries like Ghana receive donations of 15 million pounds of discarded clothing each week from well-intentioned Samaritans, but they're finding themselves overwhelmed. 40% of the donations end up clogging landfills and beaches, creating an environmental nightmare. And the low quality of these fast fashion reject pieces makes them nearly impossible to upcycle into anything new and usable. And then there's the human cost. 93% of fashion companies do not pay workers a living wage, and they are overwhelmingly women. Concerned consumers aren't helpless. Experts urge shoppers to use resale websites like Poshmark, ThredUp, and The RealReal. Repair aging clothes and buy high-quality, properly fitting items that will last. But experts aren't counting on changing the brain chemistry of shoppers. Buyers don't always want to know or care about the backstory of the trade. They just want cute, irresistible $10 dresses. And they want them now. Hey, Prime members, you can binge every episode of Business Wars ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. From Wondery, this is Episode 5 of Fast Fashion for Business Wars. A quick note about recreations you've been hearing. In most cases, we can't know exactly what was said. Those scenes are dramatizations, but they're based on historical research. I'm your host, David Brown. Aaron Conley wrote this story, voice acting by Stephen Fu, Kat Peoples, and Michelle Phillippe. Karen Lowe is our senior producer and editor, edited and produced by Emily Frost, sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our producer is Dave Schilling. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman and Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.